Tenzin Son, and Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarsana, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarsana will appear as Baladeva, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Purport. Sri Baladeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead. Yet, wherever Krishna appears, Sri Baladeva appears as his brother, sometimes elder brother and sometimes younger. When Krishna appears, all his plenary expansions and other incarnations appear with him. This is elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This time, Baladeva would appear before Krishna as Krishna's elder brother. Vasudeva Kalananta Sahasra Badana Sarat Agrato Bhavita Devo Hare Priya Chikirsha. Here it is stated that first Baladeva will appear before Krishna will appear. So Baladeva will appear in the womb of Mother Devaki, and by the sweet will of Krishna, he will be transformed to Rohini Mata's womb. Rohini Mata is the eternal mother of Balaram. And Baladeva is the plenary expansion of Bhagavan Krishna. He is the first expansion. So, this Balaram is also called as Mula Sankarsana. His name is Sankarsana. Sankarsana means he was attracted to the womb of Mother Rohini by the Yogamaya potential. So therefore, he is Sankarsana, Sankramita, Garbha Sankramita. The Garbha means the pregnancy. It was transformed from Devaki to Rohini Mata. And another meaning of Sankarsana is who can do Karsana? He is Sankarsana. Karsana means cultivation. So Baladeva Ji, he does plowing in the heart of the devotees so that Bhagavan Krishna will sit in the devotee's heart with all pleasure. We are so much having weakness. In this material world, we are having so many types of weaknesses. And we are always looking for getting the strength. How we can get the strength? The strength is called bala. Bala means strength. So, Bhagavan Krishna's other plenary person is Baladeva. Baladeva means who can give bala, who can give strength. So, Baladeva can give us strength. We are not having any strength. We are all weak. And due to the influence of material world, illusory energy, we are all becoming weak. Only by the mercy of Balaram or Baladeva, we can get some strength. And that strength is not physical strength. The bala is not physical bala. That is kripa bala, mercy strength. One will get this mercy strength from Baladevji. Why? If we will not have enough strength, we cannot serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. In order to serve the Supreme Lord Krishna, we need strength. And that strength also is coming from the Supreme Lord Balaram. Balaram is here, it is said, he is independent. No one is independent. Only the Supreme Lord is independent. Swarat. Swarat Swadhin. Svatantra. These are the words. So, Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only difference is his form. He is having white complexion. Krishna is having black complexion. Otherwise, he and Krishna has no difference. Krishna's first expansion, Balaram. And this Mula Sankarsana, he is Mula Sankarsana. From him is coming Mahasankarsana. That Mahasankarsana is also called Mahavishnu. This is the expansion of Mahavishnu is Karanadaka Sai Vishnu, who is lying on the Kajal Ocean. And from him, so many universes are taking place. And every universe, again, his expansion is entering as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. And Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is the cause of all types of incarnations. Whatever incarnation we see in this world is coming from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Now from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Brahma is appearing. From his naval person, one lotus flower is sprouting and Brahma is sitting on that lotus flower. And Brahma is creating the jiva. Again, from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, the expansion is coming, Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. And this Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, he is entering everyone's heart as Paramatma. So this is the way how Krishna, he expands. The expansion is taking place. And here it is said, Krishna will never like to be served by one who has not gotten the mercy of Balaram. Krishna likes to be served by the devotees, those who have received mercy from Balaram or Baladevji. So therefore, we always go for serving to Balaram first, Baladevji first. And also Baladevji is coming first, then Krishna comes. In Janmashtami, we are celebrating Janmashtami festival. We are making Krishna appear here. But if you will not make Balaram appear, so how can you make Krishna appear? So first of all, we should make Balaram to appear in our heart. So if Balaram will appear in our heart, then he will take away all types of doubts from our heart. Then our heart will be purified and that heart is ready to make Krishna appear there. So therefore, Agre Balaram, Agre, Agre and fast. First we should serve Balaram Ji, Baladev Ji. So those who are getting the mercy strength from Baladev Ji, they are very strong in spiritual line. In spiritual activities, they are very strong. And they can serve nicely to Bhagavan Krishna, and Krishna accepts their seva. If we are not serving Krishna, if we are not serving Balaram, then what will happen? We need someone should serve us. We will become seva prarthi. Seva prarthi means we want seva. Instead of rendering seva, we will need seva. So by the mercy of Baladev Ji, we will learn how to serve Bhagavan Krishna. Bhagavan is saying that he has kept some suffering here. One can say that Bhagavan is also giving suffering here in this material world. We are getting so many types of sufferings. So why Bhagavan has kept suffering here? When one will suffer, then he can understand the suffering we don't need. We don't need at all suffering. So suffering is not our necessity. To understand this, Bhagavan has kept suffering here in this material world. And when one will suffer, then he will think about the Supreme Lord and he will turn his face towards Supreme Lord. Anadi Bahirmukha. Krishna Bhuli Sehi Jivo Anadi Bahirmukha Atoyep Mayatarade Sangsaradi Dukha. One has forgotten Krishna since time immemorial. So therefore, he is getting all types of dukkha, sufferings here in this material world, samsara. The moment one will turn his face towards Krishna, he will be happy. He will never suffer anymore. Since he has turned his face away from Krishna, therefore he is suffering here. And everyone is searching for the happiness. But the real happiness will come if someone will be associated with Krishna. Or if someone will serve Krishna, then he will be happy. Because Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karan Karan. In Brahma Sangita we are singing. He is Sachidananda Vigraha. Eternally he is blissful. And if someone will get Krishna, then he will become blissful. And that bliss, that pleasure will remain eternally. He will never suffer again. And how to get the association of the Supreme Lord Krishna unless one will get the mercy strength from Balaram Ji, Baladev Ji. So therefore, here it is said that we need Baladev Ji's mercy means we need the mercy of Gurudev. Guru's mercy, Acharya's mercy. Because the Acharyas, the Gurus, they are the manifestation of Sri Baladev Ji. Unless one will get the mercy from Guru or Acharya, they cannot serve Bhagavan Krishna nicely. In order to serve Bhagavan Krishna, we'll have to learn how to serve Bhagavan Krishna. We do not know how Bhagavan Krishna will be pleased. If we'll serve first to Guru, Gurudev or Acharya, then we'll be able to learn how to serve Bhagavan Krishna. And Baladev Ji is coming. First, he is coming. He is making all types of arrangements so that Krishna can come, appear, and Krishna can get all happiness. So he is expanding the seva, service, seva vistar. Baladev Ji is expanding the seva. So by his mercy, one can learn how to serve Bhagavan Krishna. Baladev Ji is teaching us how to serve Krishna. And he is serving Bhagavan Krishna in 10 ways. Though he is the elder brother of Bhagavan Krishna, he has some parental love for Bhagavan Krishna, but still he is serving Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated, Aniro ki kotha bolo Devo Mahashayo Jaro Bhavo Sudhasakyo Vatsaladi Mayo Teho Apona Ke Kore Daso Bhavo Na Krishna Daso Bhavo Binu Ache Kunjana Sahasra Bodhane Jeho Sesa Sankarsana Dasa Deha Dharikare Krishna Rasevana Chhatra Paduka Sajya Upadhana Basana Bhushana Ramabhas Yajna Sutra Singhasana. What to speak about others? Baladev himself is serving to Bhagavan Krishna. So there is no one who will say that I will never serve Bhagavan Krishna. Everyone is the servitor of Bhagavan Krishna. And Balaram Ji is Sesa Sankarsana, Sesa. He is having thousands of hoofs. And with this thousand of hoofs, one of his hoofs, he is holding the universe. Just like a mustard seed. And by this thousand of hoofs, he is glorifying Bhagavan Krishna always. He has no limitation. His glorification has no limitation. And his strength is having no limitation. So therefore he is also called Anantadeva. And Anantadeva, in Vaikuntha, he is Sesa. Again in Patal Loka, he is also Sesa. So this way, Balaram Ji is teaching us how to serve. Chhatra, Paduka, umbrella, shoes, bed, comfort, pillow, and sacred thread, throne, the jewelries, many ways Balaram Ji serving Bhagavan Krishna. So when Balaram Ji appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki, he made all arrangements so that Krishna can appear there. So Gurudev, Guru Pada Padma, or Acharyas, they are the manifestation of Balaram or Nityananda Ram. So unless we will surrender unto the lotus feet of Guru Pada Padma, we cannot understand Govinda Dev, Adi Purusha Govinda. Instruction, Brahma's instruction that we should always serve Adi Purusha Govinda. But how we can serve Adi Purusha Govinda without the mercy of Guru Pada Padma, Gurudev's lotus feet? So therefore, if we can take part in Balaram's Jayanti, Balaram Jayanti, Baladev's Avirbhav appearance day, then we can take part in Krishna's appearance day. When Baladevji will withdraw his bala, strength, then we cannot pick up one single grass. We will lose our strength. So if we lose our strength, how can we serve Bhagavan Krishna? So therefore, in order to serve Bhagavan Krishna, we should pray for the mercy of Śrī Baladevji or Śrīla Gurudev, Guru Pāda Padma. Those who are not interested in serving to Guru Pāda Padma, in serving to Baladevji, they will definitely become interested in the material objects. They will definitely go for material enjoyments. And this material enjoyment gives so much miseries, so much suffering. In order to get rid of these sufferings, one has to always pray Guru Pada Padma, Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet or Baladevji's lotus feet. And Baladevji is holding a weapon that is called Hala. Therefore he is called Haladhara, Halayudha. Hala means this plow. By that plow, he can plow our heart and he can take away all types of anarthas that's accumulated in our heart. He makes the heart very clean, pure, so that Krishna can sit in our heart very happily, comfortable. Tomar hrudaya sada Govinda visram, Govinda kohena mor Vaishnava para. Govinda can sit in the heart of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee's heart. Because this heart of a pure devotee is free from all types of darts. Therefore, Bhagavan is saying, Vaishnava is my life, just like my life. Govinda kohena mor Vaishnava param. Balaram, if Balaram will not shower mercy, Balaram will not do karsana, plowing, then we cannot develop attraction towards Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. Krishna will attract everyone. But those hearts are not cleansed, Krishna cannot attract them. So therefore, Baladevji is doing plowing so that the darts will go, the hearts will be pure, then Krishna's attraction one can feel. One will be attracted towards Krishna. Otherwise, one will never be attracted towards Krishna. The filthy heart, dirty heart, how can one will be attracted towards Krishna? And without Krishna, the whole world will become miserable. Where we are living, this world will become miserable without Krishna's mercy, without going to Krishna. So therefore, we'll have to make Krishna appear in our heart so that all this misery, sufferings will go. But how? Without serving to Balaram, without getting the mercy strength from Balaram, we cannot do this. So, therefore, always we should pray to Balaramji for his kripa, mercy strength, in order to take part in Krishna seva. We do not know how to serve Krishna. This Mahaprabhu, he said, Trunadapi Sunichena, Toro Riva Sahisuna, Omanina manadeno kirtaniya sadahari. How one can become trunadapi sunicha, more humbler than a blade of grass? The grass is very humble. If you put one stone on the grass will bend down and it will remain for some time, then the color will go. You just lift that stone, after some time the grass will again stand, again the color will come back. Therefore Mahaprabhu saying that more humbler than a blade of grass. We should become so humble. We should tolerate. We should develop tolerance. But how will develop tolerance? It's very difficult to tolerate. We should give respect to one and all. But how will give respect to one and all without demanding any respect from anyone? That will be possible only by the mercy strength of Baladevji. If Baladevji is showering mercy on us so that we can be able to tolerate everything. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is there. Gurudev Krupa Bindu Diya Karoi Dase Tunapekhya Hina. Sakala Sahane Bala Diya Karo Nija Mane Spruha Hina. Gurudev can give us the strength by which we can become more humbler than a grass. And we can tolerate everything. And we can also give respect to one and all without demanding any respect for anyone. So therefore, one should always try to get the mercy from Gurudev. We do not know how Krishna will be pleased. Which seva will please Krishna, we do not know. But Gurudev is the sevak Bhagavan. He is sevak Bhagavan. Krishna is sevya Bhagavan. Sevya means who is to be served, worshipable one. And worshipper Bhagavan is Gurudev. Gurudev is not Bhagavan. Gurudev is not independent one. Surata Svatantra. But Gurudev also to be worshipped like Bhagavan. As Krishna said in Bhagavatam, Acharya man bijaniya nava manyat karichit na martya buddhya suyate sarvadeva maya guru. Don't think that Acharya is different from me. Acharya man bijaniyat. You should understand that the Acharya or Guru is just like me and you should serve him, you should worship him like me. Nama mannet karichit. Don't disrespect him at all. Na martya buddhya suyate. Don't think that Acharya is an ordinary person. Guru is an ordinary person. He is the manifestation of Baladevji or Nityananda. So he is not ordinary one. Na martya buddhya suyate sarva deva maya guru. All the demigods are within him. Just like all the demigods are within Krishna, similarly all the demigods are within the body of Gurudev or Acharya. And he is the manifestation of Baladevji. So when we are serving Gurudev and following his instruction nicely, then we are getting the mercy of Baladevji, Nityananda Prabhu. And we can also please by our seva to Krishna Bhagavan. Without serving Guru, without pleasing Guru, we cannot make Krishna happy. In order to make Krishna happy, we'll have to make Guru happy or Baladevji happy. If Baladevji will be happy, then we can serve Krishna, make Krishna happy. So Baladev Ji is very, very powerful. Very powerful one. One time, Baladev Ji tried to go inside Jamuna and take bath, and he asked Jamuna to come and take part with him in his leela, in his play. But Jamuna did not care Baladev Ji. So Baladev Ji became very angry. He said that, I will throw you out by my plow. Then Jamuna became very frightened and she fell at the lotus feet of Balaram Ji and begged forgiveness from him. So these are all we can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also Srimad Bhagavatam. How Balaram is so merciful at the same time so powerful. So if we need to become Krishna Bhakta, we should pray to Balaram Ji and get his mercy strength so that we can become Krishna Bhakta, Krishna's dear devotee. There are so many things, but we don't have time to speak all these things. So these are all in very brief. We said this thing. So Balaram Ji, when he enters the Vrindavan forest, also he goes for rasa. He also does rasa dance, but he has his own gopis. The gopis, those who are taking part in rasa dance with Krishna, they are the different gopis. The Balarev, he's having his own jutha, own gopi group, and he also does rasa dance in Vrindavan. So therefore, we can see how Balaram is also the Supreme Lord, independent one. Independently, he is Supreme Lord. So we should pay our humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Baladev Ji. Jai Shri Shri Baladev Ji Ki Jai. Bhagavan Shri Balaram Ji Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Gurudev Ki Jai. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari.